Actually, I can take credit for that. We were a young lady by the name of Julie came to me and she said, you know, we ought to have a big Mardi Gras party. And we were just bouncing ideals around. And I said, you know, we should get everybody on Front Street involved in this thing. And you know what? We could second line to down Front Street with the band and everything. And she said, second line, you know, what is that?
Okay.
And so I explained to her what second line was, and everybody thought, oh, you know what, that's a great idea. So we put together a few people, and we just planned this whole thing out, and we think it's going to be a great party. Yeah.
Where is everyone going to meet, and where are you headed to?
Well, we're going to meet at Jazz Up Front at 107 West Front Street, downtown Bloomington. Probably around, well, anytime they want to get here. We're going to actually leave Jazz Up Front at 5:30 to second line down to the other end of Front Street, which is where Diggers is.
So you're going to cross Main Street?
Yes, we're going to cross Main Street.
Okay.
I think we might have a police car with us to make sure nobody gets
It's probably
over.
A good idea.
But, yeah, we're going to cross Main, or East Street. It's actually East Street.
I get them all mixed up.
Well, actually, we're crossing Main and East, but okay. Main's not going to be that big a deal.
It's East Street's the one. Okay.
With the four lanes coming at you, that's the one we're concerned about. The city offered us a possibility of having a squad car kind of go along with us, just because it's, you know, we're hoping for a big crowd.
So did you need a permit to do something like this?
No, we don't. I checked with the assistant city manager, and he said that, you know, as long as we keep everybody on the sidewalk, we're fine.
Okay, all right. So the Prairieland Dixie Band is going to lead the parade. You've got a second line. Who are you hoping is going to join? How many people do you want? How many, you know, anybody can join?
It's open to the whole community, and we hope a lot of people in downtown participate, because that's what the whole project's about, is bringing more awareness to downtown Bloomington and especially Front Street.
Are you going to have the band playing inside before you go down there?
Yes, the band's going to start playing probably around 4, and then we're going to take off from here about 5:30 and march down Front Street all the way to the other end. The band's going to come in Diggers with us, and you know they're going to play a little bit in there, and then we're going to come back and stop in Rosie's. I don't know. I hope they could play in Rosie's, but you know, if they're having a dinner hour or something, you know, I don't know. We'll see how that works out.
Well, this has been a huge tradition down in New Orleans, where it is set up ahead of time, where you stop in at different restaurants, different bars, and it's all set up ready to go. It sounds like you've got the same situation here. Are you hoping this maybe starts to trend in the, here up in the north? We get to have a little Mardi Gras fun outdoors.
Right. We're planning. We're praying for good weather, and you know, we're hoping we get a big crowd, and we hope to make it an annual event.
Do you want other people coming in with instruments, or do you just want people following along with the Prairieland Dixie Band?
I would say just let the band do their thing. Yeah, I don't know. I guess that'd be up to the band if, you know, other people could bring instruments. I hadn't thought about that, to be honest with you.
Listening to music from the Prairieland Dixie Band. They're going to lead a second line on Fat Tuesday on February 28th in downtown Bloomington from Jazz Up Front. We're talking to the owner of the club, James Gaston. So let's talk a little bit about Jazz Up Front. You've been in place now for, what, a couple of years?
May will be 2 years.
Years in May. Yeah. So, I mean, we think it's kind of cool. The Castle Theater established themselves, you know, 4, 5, 6 years ago. A lot of people said, I don't know if they're going to make it, but they have. You've been here a couple of years now with jazz. How is it going for you?
Well, you know, it's going pretty good. You know, we can always use more business, but some days I look like I really know what I'm doing, and there's days that I kind of wonder about it, but we've gotten a big, good following from the community. There's a lot of jazz lovers here. I would love to see all of them come a little more consistently, but we have some loyal supporters that, you know, that keep us going.
As we're speaking, last weekend you had the Illinois Wesleyan Jazz Festival people down here as well. You want to talk a little bit about how that went?
That was fabulous. We were blessed to put that deal together. Glenn Wilson brought me that opportunity. The Dardens.
Darden Purcell.
Darden Purcell and Sean Purcell. They were fabulous. And Dave D'Angelo.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. fabulous. Glenn did a great job. The whole band was great. I mean, it was a good experience. The place was packed. I was really impressed with it. It worked out really good.
So if you don't mind me asking, jazz across the country is having a tough time. It's had a tough time, you know, in different areas. But there's a certain kind of group that probably does well for you, even here in Bloomington Normal.
Well, I like to think of Jazz Up Front as a place that welcomes younger people, but you know, our main crowd is probably people that are older, and we've carved out a little niche of people that really love jazz, thanks to GLT and other support from the community. And there's enough people in town here to support one jazz club, I believe. You know, I mean, a lot of places, you know, dabble in jazz.
Yeah.
You know, they'll have jazz here and there, but you know, we try to focus mostly on jazz and blues. We do some blues too. But.
Well, it's nice to have a little bit of culture in the Twin Cities. You know, slowly we're getting there, right?
Right. Well, you know, we get a lot of people that come in from out of town, you know, with help from places like the McLean County Museum and stuff like that. They send people here. People send people here from all over town because they're asking, where is there some place to go for an older person to listen to some live music and have a good time? And Jazz Up Front always comes up. So we've been very fortunate with that.
James Gaston from Jazz Up Front. I'm looking forward to a little bit of Mardi Gras here in the Twin Cities on the 28th.
I'm looking forward to it.
This is a great idea.
Yeah, I think it's going to work out. I mean, you know, we're always trying to think of things to keep it lively in downtown Bloomington. And I think this is another promotion that could develop into something that we can do every year. And I think people have a great time. And that's what it's all about, entertaining the community, if we can do that.